The hunger for land is growing and South African cities are not coping. Police have had their hands full in recent months as citizens demand a piece of land. The invaders are people largely staying in informal settlements around the cities and those who can no longer afford to pay rent. In the coastal city of Cape Town alone, 1,025 incidents of land invasions were recorded since March last year. Authorities say these invasions have cost the city over $8 million. In Rubberidge, a township south of Johannesburg, hundreds of people decided to erect tin houses on vacant land. They argue that the land belongs to the government and is their right to occupy it and build houses they so desperately need. But the government says it is private land. Sizwe Shange is one of the residents who have inverted the piece of land in Rubberidge.
We're fighting for this land. This land has been here for 40 years and it hasn't been barricaded. And you can't claim and say that the land belongs to me if you don't say no trespassers, and it should be barricaded to show that it is belongs to someone else.
Police have to use rubber bullets and stun grenades to get the people off the land. However, in retaliation, they are constantly barricading roads with stones and burning tires, vowing to occupy the land at whatever cost. Land cartels are also taking advantage of the desperation for houses and making nice profits in the process. In the area of Vlaagfontein, also in Johannesburg, a land baron has grabbed private land earmarked for a $1 million housing project and started selling it to desperate house seekers. The landowner, who did not want his identity revealed, says shacks and brick and mortar houses have been erected, leaving them clueless on what to do.
There's a gentleman selling our properties out to people and claiming the land belongs to him, threatening us that they'll burn us down if we interfere and we will never get a land and the land belongs to him. And we're getting no help from the government or the police force in Didier even to get rid of the guy.
The capital, Pretoria, has not been spared. Up to 300 people have invaded vacant land east of the city and erected informal structures. A Thekwini Municipality spokesperson, Msawake Maisela, says the tourist-preferred city of Durban has not been spared.
There are instances whereby land is invaded in areas that are not suitable for human settlements. When the disaster strikes, we are expected as the city to come to the rescue of the people that have invaded land.
But Nomsa Sizani from Abahlali Bemjondolo, an organization fighting for those living in informal settlements in cities to be given land to build proper houses, says access to land cannot be limited to those who can afford to buy it.
People should occupy the places. They should not be evicted.
It's now over 25 years since South Africa ended apartheid, but a vast percent of its land remains in the hands of the minority whites. Attempts to redistribute it has been met with legal interdicts. A bill to expropriate land without compensation is now in parliament. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.